It's the last week of August, many Americans getting ready to pay their August bills. Here's a sampling of what the U.S. government is facing. August 3rd, $23 billion in Social Security payments. August 9th, $1.4 billion to defense contractors. August 15th, $29 billion in interest payments. All told, $307 billion in August, but the U.S. is only pulling in $172 billion next month. That's a shortfall of about $134 billion. That is unless Congress acts to increase the amount of money the government can borrow, the so-called debt ceiling. And today, Republican and congressional leaders are pushing their own plans. Time Magazine's J. Newton Small joins us from the U.S. Senate. Jay, first of all, it seems as in the last 3 days, both parties digging in deeper. Where are we now?
Robin, it's really scary to think that we're actually farther apart than we ever have been in this debate. Right now, like yesterday afternoon, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner were working on a deal, which would have probably done it in about two tranches. You know, the question is, though, would you have one vote that would allow the debt ceiling to be raised till after the 2012 elections, but then still do a second vote that would sort of provide enough money to cover Speaker Boehner's demands of offsetting the ceiling being raised $2.4 trillion. In fact, talks sort of collapsed because the president and the Democrats are insisting that there be only one vote, and Republicans are saying, no, in order to give teeth to the second vote, you have to do it in two pieces, and both of those pieces need to have debt ceiling votes attached to them. Boehner is going ahead with his bill unilaterally in the House, and meanwhile, in the Senate, Harry Reid is coming up with his own bill, basically $2.7 trillion worth of cuts with no revenues, everything that the Republicans had demanded, and he's going to put that bill through the Senate, and it's essentially playing chicken, which bill's going to get through and which bill could pass both chambers.
Well, in some of the arguments here, Republicans rejecting Reid's plan, they say that the cuts will prove illusory. And, of course, we heard what Democrats say about a two-step plan. Other Democrats saying we don't like the idea of giving up revenue, the idea of getting rid of some tax breaks. We don't like that compromise. But, just help us with everything we've been hearing over the weekend. President Obama has been saying people might not get their Social Security checks if the deal doesn't come through. We heard just this weekend freshman Republican Congressman Mike Mulvaney from South Carolina telling Scott Simon on NPR that, yes, Congress must act to raise the debt ceiling, but these are phony deadlines. The government can pay Social Security. The government can just take care of some of these interest problems by paying off certain amounts of interest. There's really no sky falling.
Well, it's essentially 40 cents of every dollar that the Treasury spends right now is done in deficit spending. And these aren't things that we have already, that we're sort of promising going ahead. Most of the stuff is money that Congress has already appropriated for this fiscal year. And so in some senses, you're sending two different signals to the White House. You're basically saying, dear President Obama, we're appropriating X amount of money for this year, and here's how much money you're going to get. And then they're sending a second message: if this debt ceiling fails to pass Congress, yeah, but we're not going to give you that money. So now you have to sort of pick and choose on your own about what you're going to fund, and you can't fund everything. And it's sort of ludicrous to say that you're just going to cut 40% of the government. It's a real quandary. But I think the bigger risk here isn't just what the failed payments and Social Security and those kinds of things, and what they pick to pay or not. It's actually the confidence in the markets. And so, we right now are the gold standard of loaners and gold standard of borrowers in the world. We're the nation's wealthiest country. And we have a AAA bond status. And basically, most of the bond raters or most of the Standard & Poor's and Moody's of the world have said, if you fail to do this, if you fail to raise the debt ceiling, we're going to downgrade your bonds. We're going to say you're no longer AAA. And that would be hugely problematic for the government and for the economy.
As we've discussed, and it's not just on the government level of the inability to borrow money, but everybody's interest rates will go up. Economists are falling over each other to tell us today. Jay Newton Small, covering Congress for Time Magazine. Poor thing. Jay, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.